With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A late night, not a great night for Republicans who got trounced in yesterday's midterm elections in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia. New York's next mayor will be socialist Zohran Mamdani.
Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands.
In New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill is the governor-elect. Virginia sending Democrat Abigail Spanberger to the governor's mansion. A Democrat congressional redistricting scheme has won voter approval in California.
This gives Democrats a boost in their bid to win the U.S. House majority next year. The approval of Proposition 50 could allow Democrats to gain as much as 5 additional seats in the 2026 midterms. That's when Democrats hope to gain the power to block President Trump's agenda in Congress. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom pushed the Prop 50 measure in response to a GOP-led redistricting effort in Texas.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Elsewhere, the Democrats will retain 3 seats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. President Trump suggests the government shutdown played a role in the midterm blue wave. National Transportation Safety Board investigating deadly crash of a UPS cargo plane in Kentucky. 7 people killed when the aircraft crashed and burned upon takeoff at the Louisville Airport. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
The main area hit consisted of 2 businesses, though we know there were more businesses impacted.
Of the 7 people who died, 4 were on the ground. The others were crew members on board the plane. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down a dozen points. NASDAQ futures 119 points in the red. This is SRN News. In part 2 of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch Equine Therapy Center located north of Dallas, the co-founder of the Christ-Centered Ranch explains more about their organization's mission. Court Carriker says in 2025, more and more young people being overwhelmed by the pressures in our nation's society over which they have no control.
All instability comes insecurity, anxiety, depression about hopelessness about the future. And with the social media aspect of this generation, you're constantly being bombarded with all the terrible things going on in the world. And while they may not come out and directly voice their concern about the government shutdown or current, relevant events, I think they read it on their parents as well. And so therefore, it's a natural kind of pass down to the kids.
Carriker says working with horses helps teenagers channel their energies in a more positive direction. More information on the nonprofit ranch's work helping teenagers is available at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Australia is adding Reddit and Kick to its list of social media platforms that must ban kids under 16 from having accounts.
Communications Minister Annika Wells said Wednesday the platforms will join others like Facebook and TikTok in enforcing this rule starting December 10th. Platforms failing to comply could face fines up to $33 million. Australia's e-safety commissioner Julie Inman-Grant will enforce the ban, which aims to protect children online. The move's being closely watched by other countries concerned about social media's impact on young users. Keith Peters, Washington.
After 3 lower courts ruled President Trump's use of emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs is illegal, the Supreme Court will have the final word. The High Court takes up the case today. As it does, President heads to Miami to speak on the anniversary of his reelection to a second term. More details, SRNNews.com.